62. Sister. "This is Sarah," said Odile when Hollis found her on the crowded cafe patio of a municipal gallery. The Phaeton had a GPS-based guidance system, but it also had a map. She could have walked over here, she guessed, in the time it had taken her to get the car, find the place, and find parking. And Ollie had been right about it being wide. All of this in response to Odile having phoned and asked her to lunch with someone interesting.
"Hello," said Hollis, taking the girl's hand. "I'm Hollis Henry. Sarah Ferguson."
Hollis was pulling up a wrought iron chair, wondering whether she'd missed her chance to have Odile put visiting the local locket of artists on hold when the French curator said,
"Ferguson." "Oh," said Hollis. "Sarah is Bobby's sister."
Odile was wearing a narrow pair of black-framed sunglasses.
"Yes,"
said Sarah, with what Hollis took to be a possible lack of enthusiasm. "Odile tells me you met Bobby in Los Angeles."
"I did," said Hollis. "I'm doing a piece on locket of art for Node, and your brother seems to be a key player."
"Node?"
"It's new," said Hollis.
Could Big End or Rausch have known that Odile knew Bobby's sister?
"I didn't know he had a sister."
She looked at Odile.
"Are you an artist, Sarah?"
"No," said Sarah. "I work for a gallery, not this one." Hollis looked up at this retrofitted bank or government building, saw public art, the statue of a ship, mounted where a roof started.
"We must go inside for the food," said Odile.
Inside, an upscale cafeteria line that for some reason made Hollis feel they were in Copenhagen. The people ahead of them looked as though they could each identify a dozen classic modern chairs by the designer's name. They chose sandwiches, salads, and drinks. Hollis used her credit card, telling Sarah lunch was on Node. When she put her wallet back in her purse, she saw the envelope with Jimmy's $5,000. She'd almost left it in the electronic safe in the room at the Mondrian. Sarah resembled Bobby, Hollis thought, as they settled at their table, but it looked better on a girl. She had darker hair, nicely cut, and was dressed for work in a gallery that sold art to people who expected a certain seriousness of demeanor, mixed grays and black, good shoes.
"I had no idea you knew Bobby's sister,"
Hollis said to Odile, picking up her sandwich. "We've only just met," said Sarah, picking up her fork. "We have an ex in common, it turns out." She smiled.
"Claude," said Odile, "in Paris. I told you all this. He knew Bobby."
"Yes, you did."
"I phone him," said Odile. "He gives me Sarah's number."
"Not the first call from a stranger I've had about Bobby in the past 24 hours, said Sarah. "But at least there's the connection through Claude, and you weren't angry."
"Have the others been angry?" Hollis asked.
"Some of them, yes. Others simply impatient."
"Why, if you don't mind my asking?"
"Because he's a fuck-up," said Sarah.
"Artists in L.A.," said Odile. "They try to find Bobby. His servers are still down. Their art is gone. Email bounces."
"I've had half a dozen calls. Someone down there must have known he has a sister here, and I'm in the book."
"I know one of the artists who works with him," Hollis said. "He was quite upset."
"Who?"
"Alberto Corrales."
"Did he cry?"
"No."
"He cried on the phone," said Sarah, spearing a slice of avocado. "Kept saying he'd lost his river."
"But you don't know where your brother is?"
"He's here," said Sarah. "My friend Alice saw him on Commercial Drive this morning. She's known him since high school. She called me. As a matter of fact, she called me about 20 minutes before you did," she said to Odile. "She said hello. He couldn't dodge her. He knew she knew it was him. Of course, she had no idea people in L.A. were looking for him. He told her he was in town to talk with a label about releasing a CD. Of course, that was the first I knew of him being here."
"Are you close?"
"Does it sound like it?"
"Sorry," said Hollis. "No, I'm sorry," said Sarah. "It's just that he's so annoying, so irresponsible. He's as self-centered now as he was when he was 15. It isn't easy having a monster of giftedness for a brother."
"Gifted how?"
Hollis asked. "Mathematically. Software.
You know he named himself after a piece of software developed at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs? Chombo.
What does Chombo do?
It implements finite difference methods for the solution of partial differential equations on block-structured, adaptably refined rectangular grids. Sarah made a brief and probably unconscious face.
Could you explain that?
Not a word of it. But I work in a gallery of contemporary art. Chombo is Bobby's favorite thing. He says nobody else really appreciates Chombo, understands Chombo, the way he does. He talks about it like it's a dog. One he's been able to train to do things no one's ever thought of training a dog to do. Fetch things, roll over. She shrugged.
You're looking for him too, aren't you?
I am, said Hollis, putting down her sandwich.
Why?
Because I'm a journalist, and I'm writing about locative art. And he seems to be at the center of it, and certainly he's at the center of his sudden absence and the upset it's caused.
You used to be in that band, said Sarah. I remember it, with that English guitarist.
The Curfew, Hollis said.
And you're a writer now?
I'm trying to be. I thought I'd be in L.A. for a few weeks researching this. Then Alberto Corrales introduced me to Bobby, then Bobby vanished.
Vanished is a little dramatic, said Sarah, particularly if you know Bobby. Flaked off, my father calls it.
Would Bobby want to see you, do you think?
Hollis considered.
No, she said. He was unhappy with Alberto for bringing me to his place in L.A., his studio. I didn't think he'd want to see me again.
He liked your records, said Sarah.
That was what Alberto said Hollis, but he really didn't like visitors.
In that case, said Sarah, and paused, looking from Hollis to Odile, then back, I'll tell you where he is.
You know?
He has a place on the east side, space in a building that used to be an upholstery factory. Someone lives there when he's away, and I run into her occasionally, so I know he still has it. If he's here and not there, I'd be very surprised. Off Clark Drive.
Clark?
I'll give you the address, said Sarah. Hollis got out her pen.